may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
You know, I'm not allowed to walk like that.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Wait, right here cat? On Mile High Sports Radio.
Laser cat.
Cat?
Laser cat.
Meow.
Meow.
Okay.
As in shorter pussy.
Nice.
Yeah. What, Puss in Boots?
And
you know, no one watches Puss in Boots?
Welcome to the
no one watches
Darren
Puss
Copeland
why?
Experience.
Listen, why are all of your minds in the gutter?
Because I'm a guy. That's where it normally is. See, even the ladies understand that.
So anyway, you know, I have to walk on my toes because if my in-laws are downstairs and I walk normally on my heels, they're just like, oh my God, stamping everywhere.
Oh, your in-laws are staying with you.
Not now.
But they were.
Have before, yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got a lot of stuff. Listen, I have been preparing all weekend.
Oh, good. Good. Let me guess, though. You've been preparing by doing Easter stuff while I've been preparing by watching basketball and hockey playoffs.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was understood. Oh,
let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife, Venezuelan.
Right.
Has no idea what... I mean, this is a common thing. If you talk to people from South America, they're like, why do you have rabbits? Because they lay eggs. And then they're like, they don't lay eggs.
They don't lay eggs.
They do here because we are a superior country. And we have gene splicing. No, that's
we probably could create rabbits that lay eggs.
Egg-laying rabbits?
We probably could.
Egg-laying rabbits.
Like breed them with a bird or a lizard or something.
Platypus. See, we did it already. We made a platypus. However, okay, that is neither here nor there. Okay, but the fact of the matter is there's lots of things that are just very fun about... I mean, everyone in the United States doesn't believe that they have any, that we have interesting or unique traditions, and we really do. Like, Easter eggs is uniquely American.
Is it really?
Well, maybe Europe, but really, like, Americans, U.S. Americans, take it very seriously. And in fact, my brother came over. I mean, not only did we meet on Easter, but we met Easter Eve. Easter Eve?
Who?
Easter Eve? What'd you call it? Easter Eve?
The Eve of Easter? The day before Easter.
Eve Easter or Easter? I don't know what you'd call it. Anyway, so we went and we were dyeing eggs.
Okay.
And my 2 and 11 month year old son has never had so much fun. But I will tell you that he didn't have nearly as much fun as my wife did doing the same thing. Like,
well, because it was the first time she'd
first
dyed
time
eggs,
she'd
right?
ever yeah. dyed eggs, and she's like, "Oh my God, this is so fun!" I'm like, you do realize that we're going to be having, like, deviled eggs for the next 2.5 weeks.
That's pretty good.
So here's, I like so deviled eggs.
Don't get me wrong. I do, too. And I make some spectacular deviled eggs, but not for, like, 20 straight days. I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm teaching my kid how to roll hard-boiled eggs out.
Roll them out? You mean, like...
Yeah, you roll them to get the shell off.
Right, yeah.
So, and if they're like any at all, if there's any breakage at all that's wrong, I'm just like, whoop, throw that away. Let's try it with another egg. Because I don't want deviled eggs.
You could have them, so they're great for breakfast, by the way.
Deviled eggs?
Eggs, just like hard-boiled eggs are great for breakfast. No, they are. I mean, it's full of protein.
Well, they're great from your head down to your legs, I know that.
Yes, according to the song. So, I mean, you could like not use all of them to make deviled eggs. Just saying.
Do you know what I've used some of them to make?
What?
The trash heavier.
Yeah, just toss them.
Yeah. And then the other thing is my dad brought over some eggs that we thought were hard-boiled.
Oh,
so
no.
I started rolling it. My wife thought that was funny, too. I didn't.
That is pretty
But then,
funny.
So yesterday, okay, so we, after we did the egg thing, we went over to some friend's house, and we ended up staying out there for, you know, most of the evening and into the night, and then we came home, and we were all tired, and we went to bed, and at 7 in the morning, I'm like, the Easter bunny, I locked the doors. So the Easter bunny's not going to come in and hide the eggs. The eggs are still sitting on the table.
So somebody forgot to hide the Easter eggs.
Somebody forgot to hide the Easter eggs.
Got it. Somebody.
Well, the good news was, is I opened the door, mm-hmm. and in hopped a couple In Cop the Hubble Rabbits.
Oh, okay.
They did it. They asked me how old was everyone. I said, well, one's almost three, and then the other one's older.
Older. Yeah, I was going to wonder how you were gonna handle that one.
And I will tell you that, my dad was a master Easter egg hider.
Okay.
Where he would, he'd put them in, the tank. Like, when we got to be about 11 or 12, he would put, inside the toilet tanks or in the bowl. So you'd see them, but you weren't really sure whether you wanted to go after them or go get them. Like, he'd hide and make them hard, and he'd have to make a map so he'd remember, or else there'd be, 2 weeks later,
you'll find them at that point. Like, you find the Easter eggs that have not been found.
Well, we were missing one egg for quite a while, and they were like, well, where is it? And I'm like, the Easter bunny hit it. I didn't. I have no idea where that thing is. But so they were both having fun, like, oh, my God, the Easter bunny, another egg, another egg, another egg.
So apparently in Slovakia,
yep,
they paint their Easter eggs and hang them from a tree, like ornaments.
Ooh,
I know, right?
You know, that's pretty cool. I've made ornaments like that, like the Easter. Do you know how to make those?
No.
Take a raw egg.
Okay. Oh, you poke a hole in one end.
Yeah, poke a hole and poke a hole in the other end that's a little bit bigger, and then blow.
Yeah.
That's what they do there.
You know how to whistle, don't you? You just put your lips together and blow.
That's the dirtiest thing you've ever said. The other thing that's so interesting about this all is that in the meantime, I was really following. I'm not going to follow the NBA. When the Nuggets are not in the playoffs, I am not interested in NBA. I believe the NBA is crooked.
Okay.
So I just believe it's crooked. So I'm sorry. You know, sometimes they're good, and when they're there, I'll play. But I, you know, when the NHL is there, I will watch some, but I've had a hard time watching any. Thank goodness for the Rockies. Thank goodness for the Rockies.
Yeah, so I watched those games, and again, maybe it would be more appropriate to say thank goodness for Sensatella and our bullpen, because they have been carrying this team.
All right, well, can I play a game with you?
Okay.
So I've got three crazy Rocky stats.
Okay.
All right, you tell me which one is real and which one is the craziest.
Okay. So are any of these not real?
None of them feel real.
Okay.
Let me just go through this. Okay, so here are these crazy stats.
Okay.
All right. Currently, okay, the Rockies are leading the National League. They are number one. They would have home field advantage throughout the playoffs if the playoffs started today.
They have the best record in
the best record in the National League.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
Is that true?
Well, here's the next one.
Okay.
Rockies currently have the most wins of anybody in the major leagues.
No freaking way.
Well, I'm...
Or, here's the third stat.
Okay.
That when the Rockies took the three out of four from San Francisco at San Francisco,
right,
that was the first time in Rockies history, mm-hmm, that the Rockies have won a four-game series in San Francisco.
That I believe.
They've won.
Are you still
they've
crazy?
Won. They've won three game series, but they had never won a four game series until this one.
That I believe.
Okay, which one is the craziest stat?
The craziest stat to me, if they're all real, is that the Rockies have the best record in the National League.
Well, the fact of the matter is, all of those stats are real.
Then that is the craziest fact to me. Mm-hmm. Given the teams that are in the National League, given the Senators, given the defending champions, the Cubs, who are actually at 500 right now, I think. Given that we've got two powerhouse teams in our own division with Los Angeles and San Francisco, the fact that the Rockies have the most wins and have the best record in the National League blows my mind, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk a lot about this more, because I believe that the Rockies are definitely worth talking about, because there's some other statistics in there that you will not believe either, that are just, and the fact of the matter is that they haven't been playing well.
Offensively, they've been terrible.
I mean, they're starting to heat up a little bit.
Yeah, although yesterday I think might have been more about the weather than their bats. You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter. They scored four runs.
Listen, if you're in someone else's park, it's their weather, not yours. So yeah. You beat them in their weather.
Yeah, it's the same for both teams. Agreed.
Yeah, but you beat them in their weather. They're used to it. I've also got a bowling update, so we have to come up a song for bowling.
A bowling update.
Oh my, this, you'll love it.
Can't
fantastic.
Wait. Can't wait.
Fantastic bowling.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. And it's a matter of time, and I'm gonna, 'cause I know.